A bia. So what's the pasuk in Makor? Have you dropped your? What's the pasuk in Makor? Which Gemara? Dalet Amud Beis. Right, pasuk. Like kiyushay kasef kiyikach eshisha. Here it's a lot clearer because the Torah actually specifies, so you don't have to start bridging to kicha kicha miste Ephraim. Kiyikach ish isha obala. The bia nikneis. Now we're going to circle back to this Makor in a few moments because there is an after show. Well, why do I need a pasuk? I have a kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer seems to work, and even though we threaten the kal v'chomer, we still preserve the kal v'chomer. So why does the kal v'chomer not work? And who needs a pasuk? But at least we have a pasuk. Now, what's the strange makor here? And tell me what makes it strange. Well, it's obvious to you which is the strange makor. What? Bu'ulas ba'al. What makes bu'ulas ba'al so strange? Well, first of all, who said Bu'ulas Ba'al?
Hashem speaking.
Right, but who interpreted it as a Makor? Rabbi Yochanan. Who is Rabbi Yochanan? Early Amara has the authority of a Tana. Parents died when he was young, and he was raised, or at least learnt with Rabbi. And they say about Rabbi Yochanan, he slowly moved up from the back. Like they made the weaker boy sit in the back, and all of a sudden, like this shot of very close to Rebbe. He lived in Tveria. He learned in Tveria. That's where Rebbe's yeshiva was. Keep in mind that during the first 2 centuries CE, it was very difficult to live in Yerushalayim because of Roman persecution. So Judaism basically relocated either west to Caesarea, which was the seat of the Roman Empire, but the yeshivas were by and large located in Tveria. Rebbe Avo, I think, sent his son from Caesarea to Tveria to learn. And he spent his whole time doing chesed. He said, I didn't send you to Tveri to do chesed. You could have done chesed in Caesarea. Send you to Tveri to learn. Stay in yeshiva and learn. So you see that Tveri was. It's not that's what Rebbe's yeshiva was. This is a Biyochanan. What did you say, Ari? He's similar to that. He's of that first generation. Okay? Now, Biyochanan is very poor in his life. Very poor. I think he once said, I'm exchanging a world that was created in 6 days for a world that's going to last forever. Something like about eternity and transience. I forget the exact memory. So Rabbi Yochanan's source is, of course, Parshas Vayera, that Avimelech is accused, he's Bu'ulas Ba'al, Nasla Ba'al Yedei Be'ila, and Reb Zera says, Ke'ura Zu Shoshana Rebbe, your own Rebbe named Rebbe, Yudanasi, had a limud. So we'll talk about the limud in a second, why he didn't like the limud. But before we ask why Rabbi Yochanan didn't like the limud, what is odd about Rabbi Yochanan's limud? What's different? Why is this not your standard limud? What do you think, Ephraim?
See, from a halachic section of the Torah.
Very good. We'll get to that. That's part two. But you're giving me context. Give me actually grammar. Give me syntax, not context.
Describing a specific woman, not...
Sharpen it. Kiddushay kesef, kiddushay bia, kiddushay shtar are. How would you describe them? What word would you describe them as? Kenyan. Say that in English.
Acquisition.
Process. They're halachic processes. Maisa kesef, maisa shtar, maisa.
That's called a status.
How do you describe a maisa? What word in the language do you use? You can say it in English.
A verb.
Ki kach, the kasev la, the nasen la, sefer krisos. According to Rebbe, what type of English word, you say it in English, what type of word describes bia? A verb, uvala. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what type of word describes?
Adjective,
estate. Here's our question. I'm not going to derive it for you because it's a little bit more abstract, a little more subtle, but you're starting to see the development. And we'll trace it. There are two types of statuses in halacha. You can divide the halachic landscape into two. There are those that are manufactured by human beings through an action that Hashem prescribes, typically through das as well. Those are chalosas that I create. Give me a laundry list of chalosas that I create. Kiddushin, getting hektish, neder, avodah zara. How do you create them? Here's the action. Hashem gives you a how-to booklet on how to create chalosis. And then there's certain types of chalosis which in the yeshivisha language are called just mitzias. Like, give me the obvious mitzias is that human beings don't create. Give me the obvious ones. Avram and Achai, Chazir, Basar Bechala. I don't create Basar Bechala. Let's say a monkey puts Basar Bechala. Put a million monkeys in the room. And, you know, the monkeys that aren't writing Shakespeare, they're creating Basar Bechala. Got the Shakespeare monkeys and the Basar Bechala monkeys. They're having a Basar Bechala. I don't want a Shakespeare, I want a cheeseburger. Cheeseburger, cheese. I want cheeseburgers. So the monkeys that are making Basar Bechala. No human beings created the chalos. There's no cognitive intent. There's no creative cognitive installation of statuses. Basar falls on chalav, shatnez, wool falls on linen. They're all isurim. Those are called mitzias. Guys, this is gold. This mapping I'm giving. People just say they have no context. Just, I'm giving you mapping here. Now, there are some times that human beings are involved, but they're not the cognitive authors of the chalos. They're just involved. If a human being is involved in this, and there's a chalos, you're not Reuben the author, you're not creating the chalos, you're not the Baal HaChalos, you're just... If you are this, and he's in there, then you're this. You're like the Basar Bechalav. When a man marries a woman through Bia, look at my hands. Is it, I'm creating a chalos like I would be through a kesef, like I would be through a shtar, I'm triggering, I'm authoring, I'm crafting, I'm launching, I'm creating, I'm installing, I'm fabricating. Or, Kiddushe Bia isn't a Maisa Bia. What is it? It's a? Mitzias. Give me the Mitzias, say it in English. If man and woman are intimate, they're married. You reach that state through a very, very different arc. The arc is not me creating chalos through mice and das. It's just a reality. It's like a basar b'chalav or join, then they're basar b'chalav. I don't mean join in the same way. I'm just, if a pig is a pig genetically, then he's not a calf and he's asa. You're not creating it. It's a mitzias.
So if it's a mitzias, then what's the whole thing about das?
Let's slow. We'll get to it. V'hi be'ulas ba'al. While Ephraim's gone, sorry, call Ephraim back when you get a chance, because we need him now. What proves to you, let's go broad and then we'll go back to the Makaris. Rabbi Yochanan versus Rebbe. One second, Jeremy. If Kiddushei Bia is not creating a chalos, it's just a natural, non-halacha capacity chalos. Doesn't need halacha capacity. What would prove, not like, you can see my blinking. What would prove that Kiddushei Bia is not halacha capacity, where I'm cognitively creating, but it's just a reality, Yona? Okay, say it's stronger. Now say it in more logical terms, not just literary terms.
It's stating it as a fact and not that.
Right, now expand. How could we prove, if I could find the success of Kiddushei Bia for, then I'd prove that it's not the halachic capacity of me creating. I'd find people that don't have enough capacity.
Yeah. Right. I just wanted to say also that here in the Torah work, in addition to the part of the creation, it brings down a concept from Barim about, you must say, Ish, Shofay, Mishach, Ulad, Baal, Umeitu, Gam, Shumat. So that's a halachic case.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Sorry, Erev, a little bit in Tassus. The fact that Bia creates a parallel halachic reality for a guy. Goyim, we would think. Presumably, Goyim are not creating halachic changes with the Das and the Maisa. They're out of that orbit of Chalus. You could argue that, but it's certainly reasonable. But if Bia just creates union, and I'm not a human being that's authoring, creating, I'm part of the book, I'm not the author of the book. If Basar falls on Chala, if man and wife are together, then Halacha determines them as married. So Bia is not a halachic act, Bia is just intimacy, that's what marriage is medicated. Machlokes Abaye Rava. Which Gemara says that goyim have? What did you see? Which Gemara am I referring to? Again, it's an obvious Gemara. Didi? It's an Ejin and Zayin, Vibulas Baal. What's the language of the Gemara? I don't have the Gemara in front of me. You have a Gemara in front of you? It's an Ejin and Zayin. Just to quote the Gemara. Tanya b'chanina, b'ulas baal yesh lehem, nechnesa l'chupa v'lo niver la'in lehem. Presumably there's nothing else that has impact on the halachic status of a non-Jewish married woman. Not kiddushin, not even chupa, we'll try to probe chupa. The only event that can change the status of a non-Jewish woman, presumably for the isurei eshes ish for non-Jews, their aser and arayos, would be bia. What did you see in the Yerushalmi that makes this even more? Like, let's say you say, Narve Taragin, you're wrong, and a guy really is cognitively triggering the halachic state of non-Jewish Ishus by his Bia. He's also a cognitive author. Maybe his toolbox is a little more limited. Jews have a broader toolbox. We have Kiddushin, Kesef, we have Shtar. A guy's only tool in the toolbox is Bia. But he's involved in the same crafting of Kiddushin that we are. What do you see in the Yishalmi, Avi Bolson?
That a cheresh can do
it. Well, we're not talking about a cheresh yet, but what do you see about a guy in the Yishalmi?
Yeah, to do it.
Going to one day in the Yishalmi? What? That's a cheresh. We'll see that later. What am I looking for? What proves that when the guy marries through Bia, he's not crafting? Ephraim?
Yeah.
Ephraim, Garb.
When doing two men sleep with a woman, the first one's about the second one's died.
No, that could be true, but let's take out the Yishalmi. Let's see the Yishalmi together, okay?
In
the Scabbard. Right, exactly. Yishalmi says, in Kiddushin here, I didn't give it to you on the thing, I gave it to you on the WhatsApp, okay? I apologize, I didn't give you the whole text of the Yishalmi, but the WhatsApp says, Sintai. Okay, the Avar B'Shem Rav Elazar Ksiv Hincha Meis Alisha Shelakachta V'Bulas Baal Abulos V'Nechayev Menal Rusels. Okay, so that's the base halach of Sanhedrin. Mil Seid Rav Elazar Amra Vushin Eskavin L'Kenosa. The simple reading of the Gemara is that when Rav Elazar said that Goyim have Bia, it's with Kavana. Mil Seid Shmuel Amra, but when Shmuel told this halacha to his Talmidim from Sanhedrin in Zionis in the Bavli, Amra Afil Lo Eskavin L'Kenosa. Yaakov Schwartz, this is a halacha Shmuel we don't have in the Bavli. This is pretty cool. There's information about Shmuel's view of Kiddushei Bia for a guy that we don't have in the Bavli. And that information is pretty indicting. When you see that a guy has only Bia and he doesn't even need Kavana, that proves to me that Kiddushei Bia, at least for a guy, maybe I can separate Kiddushei Bia, maybe I'll find out from the halachas of Kiddushei Bia that a Jew has to use that a guy doesn't have to use, but at least conceptually, I've proven there is a mechanism out there called Kiddushin Bia that creates Kiddushin, not because you are crafting a chalos with an action in das, but because it's a reality, you're married. Jeremy.
Yeah, I'm not so clear on, like, the chalot versus mitzvah thing for marriage. Like, it seems very abstract.
Create versus non-create. Am I creating an abstract status? Or the Torah defines genetic realities, chemical realities, basar b'chalav, physical realities, shatnez, interpersonal realities.
How does that apply to Bia?
Tara says that people that have that level of intimacy are recognized as halachically married.
Okay, as opposed to
saying to be married, you have to create an act, you have to create an abstract act in which you generate a status that you impose on a woman.
So it's status. Whether it's like a natural phenomenon or right. Whether it's
halachically triggered and authored, correct. And you'll see this as the nafkaminas unfold, you'll see this. Okay. We would agree that a guy doesn't, at least in theory, doesn't have the capacity to craft those chalosas. But a guy, would, if he's married, he's married. If it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. It's a human reality. Okay? But the truth is, guys, it's not just that the Gemara in Sanhedrin extends Bia, Kiddusha Bia, to a non-Jew. And again, we could differentiate between the two. But Bia is not just out of halachic context that it applies more broadly. But where else do we see Bia applying? You said this before, Yehuda, but make it more of a halachic statement, less of a literary statement. How did Avram marry Sarah?
I didn't show
no. Well, I know.
Let's go to
how does the right? What does the Rambam say?
Kone
matan tara, haya, pokei ishe mashuk, ratzu huvi bachnis toch besa, v'bala beinol v'enatzma v'yishta. Avram and Sarah, their kiddushin was, again, maybe they intuited a level of kiddushin and erusin, maybe they performed it, but the Rambam says no. Which means, let me say it differently, Bia existed pre-halacha. You hear that, Jeremy? Pre-halacha. And our Sina Hashem delivered to us this system of halacha, part of which includes the capacity for humans to create status changes through actions combined with das. But before Hashem delivered that packet to us, at our Sinai, Hekdesh, Neder, Kinyan, Gittin, Gerishin, before Hashem gave us that packet, and we didn't have halacha capacity to create changes, we just had realities. When two people live together, they're married. Is this the machlokas, Rebbe and Rebbe Yochanan? Does Rebbe feel that Kiddushin Bia is an action? And how would Rebbe understand Bia's Nachri? Maybe he'd feel unique. Like, I'm interested to interview Rebbe. Say, Rebbe, you felt that Bia is a miser, right? How does it apply to a guy? He said, maybe a guy also has chalos. It's okay, but you need kavana, right? Yeah, of course. But Shmuel said, you don't need kavana. Shmuel, he's like Rebbe Yochanan. He held that it's just a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah who needs kavana that can apply to a guy. Now, we'll talk a little bit about kavana in a few moments by a Jew, but you're already starting to see the pattern. Yes, Josh.
Didn't that rabbi also talk about like prostitution, like Yehuda and like Tamar and stuff? So that'd be saying that that would be marriage?
No. Machnis l'toch beisa means you're going to live together, not just for one night, get together, but you're going to live together as husband and wife. Machnis l'toch beisa. You're going to come live with me. That's the difference, the differentiation between prostitution. Okay, let's just close the windows because it's a little bit noisy outside and
we
got the air conditioner going. I won't be happy until Joey gets his phone. Okay. Kiss him the air conditioner, Joey. Let's take a closer look, guys, at the Limudim for a second. Okay, let's take a closer look at the Limudim. Let's first start with Rabbi Yochanan. Let's first interview Rabbi Yochanan, and then we'll interview Rebbe. Because I just gave you the Limudim in broad strokes. Let's now that we know, right, hermeneutics, let's go back and read information and languages that may not have been as striking beforehand, but now all of a sudden, now I know what I'm looking for. When you know what you're looking for, it's easier to make your way through the haystack. When you're just foraging around, what am I looking for? Needles, hay, I don't know. Now I know what we're looking for. I'm looking for statements that may inch this way or may trend that way. So let's read the Gemara first on Daf Tes. We'll interview Rabbi Yochanan. Then we'll go back and interview Rebbe. Okay? Again, I'm not locking in who holds what. I'm saying you could say that Rebbe holds it's a halachic process, and Yochanan holds it's a mitzvah.
Is that based on the psukim, the language of the
psukim? Yeah, and the language of the limudim. If you want, Jeremy, any academics out there who may any who want to be a lawyer, I've heard people call it de facto and de jure. De jure means there's a law. There's a law, halacha. De facto means it's just the fact.
How does it look about?
Because you're describing a reality, not a process.
In what sense?
There's a condition.
From a grammar perspective, that's what it sounds like?
Yeah, people that are married. The Torah's not describing. If any time the Torah adds a halachic process to the catalog, there's got to be a verb. Ki yikach, v'kasavla, v'amar, by neder, v'hikdish. Has to be the Torah saying this action that I'm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing in a verb has a halachic capacity. The Torah never described my sabir. It's not part of the halacha catalog of activities. Start describing people living together. Oh, the marriage. Let's move on. Come, let's see the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amalei Reb Zera Rabbi Avo. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Hard to know who this was. Rabbi Avo was Rabbi Yochanan's Talmud. So it's either the Talmidim had this conversation, or Rabbi Yochanan's prized Talmud, Reish Lakish, asked him directly. But someone asked Rabbi Yochanan, or asked about Rabbi Yochanan's position. Ura mi Shoshana Rebbe. Rebbe has a limud. Why are you looking for a psukim in Vayera? Rebbe has a limud from Kiteitze. Ime Hasam, if I would have held like Rebbe's pasuk, this is a big moment. I would have interpreted the pasuk as what? Wow. By the way, step outside your mind. What does that sound like? Multiple process of kiddushin. Whoa, the Shami's back in town. Just when you thought.
This is Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah, I like Rabbi Yochanan. You like him also.
You're saying it's the call of Yishami.
So if I just had that pasuk, namely if I didn't have Jeremy Maibulas Baal pasuk, if I was on Rebbe's team, then beer wouldn't have been enough. I would have had a double. Well, obviously, if beer is doubling up with kesef together, then it's a maisa, right? I would have thought you need multiple maisas. Maybe maisa beer is insufficient. But thank God, Jeremy, I found the pasuk Bulas Baal, and it's not just technically because the word kesef doesn't appear in the pasuk. Baruch Hashem, I know kesef is not necessary. It's because the whole tone of the pasuk is different. The pasuk in Vayera is describing not a process, which my mind and frame could have wandered. Maybe you need multiple objects in the process. Maybe bia is an insufficient trigger. You need to both boost bia with a kesef booster. However, I would have understood that lambdas. But I just discovered Kitaitse. I discovered a whole new world. I didn't discover a different pasuk. I discovered a different algebra. I discovered non-Euclidean geometry. And in that world, you don't need actions. You just need to be married. You just need to be possible. You need to be a reality. So the whole prospect of 2, 1+1, that's not me. The preference for Be'ulas Baal was not just, I'll swap sukkim with you. If I'm talking about process, bia doesn't work. You got to boost it. Got to team it up. I don't view bia as a trigger. Why not? It's not abstract enough. It's not halachic activity. That can create chalos. That's already philosophy of halacha. So I would have had it as a half a trigger. But I discovered that bia is not a trigger. Bia is just a reality. If you're intimate with a woman, you're married to her. Just like if basa b'chalav have contact, there's a new status. You can't eat it. So Rabbi Yochanan rejected Rebbe. Remember, people were upset at Rabbi Yochanan. Why are you rejecting Rebbe? Kuhur is a Mishashana Rebbe? And Rabbi Yochanan has to shift the paradigm and say, no, I rejected him because in my world, if I'm operating at that frequency of triggers, I don't see Bia as a strong enough trigger. And that Pasuk can't be Mechadish because the Pasuk embeds Bia and Kesef. So my prejudice against Bia as a trigger is sustained by the Pasuk. I'm looking for a Pasuk that makes Bia a halachic trigger. I don't have one. Because the word Ubal is embedded within Kesef, and that plays to my logic. I want to just assume that Bia is just halfsies. And in the end, I happened to find my Pasuk, and my Pasuk perpetuated that Bia is not a trigger, but you're just married. That's why I'm not taking Rebbe's Pasuk. So the language of the Gemara makes it sound a lot like Rabbi Yochanan is just opposed to the whole structure of B as a trigger. Not just, oh, I have a pasuk, I can make a deal, I could have read it this way, I could have read it. That's just a technical problem Yochanan has. Yes, who's raising? Ari? Uriel? Yes, what's up?
Well, from before, so I don't know.
No, let's move on. Can I read from that? Uriel?
Are we assuming that then
that
Rabbi Yochanan had a preconceived notion about the mechanism
for I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. It's hard to know.
Because otherwise, there's no reason.
I'm assuming there's some prejudice, right? Some prejudice against Bia. But it's not just technical. Oh, okay. Would have been the post, I would have been stuck with the post.
If he's
I understand. I understand. And you could just reject what I said, but it'd still be. Yes, Ruben.
In Rabbi Yochanan's Havamina, like, does he also think that
Kesef
alone is
no, enough? No. He's got this prejudice against, a good question, Bia is a trigger. Which is what Uriel was saying. But guys, we're going back to Rabbi Avot. We're going back to Rabbi Avot. We're going back into the base Medrash in Tiveria, which climbed into his mind, because now we have the tools to pry his mind open. It's not just Pusik maneuvering. This Pusik, that Pusik, my Pusik, your Pusik. It was real. This is what they were talking about. They casted Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe. And he said, no, it's a different paradigm. Bia is not a trigger. And I don't care if you have a pasuk. I'll interpret the pasuk in line with my prejudice. Bia is not a trigger, and it means kesef and bia. The better question, Ruben, is, well, as you have kesef, what role does bia play? Like, is bia then kesef? Is it a different type of kesef? Less kesef? You know, point. Because bia, if kesef is necessary, then it also should be sufficient. So why do you need bia? That's really like, what's a havamin? Okay, take that and chew on that for a couple hours. What would the havamin be in kesef? Well, wait a second. If kesef works alone, then you can't have havamin be in kesef. Kesef works alone. Yana.
Could this tie back to whether it's going to be sure it's a separate thing?
Maybe. And some loose, you know, gossamer ties.
Yeah.
Spiderweb ties. Not heavy ropes. Not Gordian knots, but gossamer ties. Okay, let's read the pasuk that Rebbe. Now let's go back to Rebbe, okay? We're so convinced that Rebbe holds it's a process, I'm going to poke holes in that one. Okay? Let's poke holes. Let's go back to Rebbe. What's the question? Come on, take me through the Gemara. Why do you need a pasuk? Learn it out from Yavama. If Yavama can use bia, so can a woman. That's how can a man use. If Yavam can use, so can a man use. How did we try to deflect? Well, just because you're a kesef doesn't make you so strong and a candidate for bia. Because we see someone that can use kesef but can't use bia. Who's that?
Amir.
No, Amir, you're not marrying her. So the fact you can't use bia is an indicative, and I still have my kal v'chomer. What's my kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is, if I'm a regular man, whoa, I've got a lot of tools in my tool chest. I'm a heavy hitter. I'm a swinger. I mean, that way. Swing for the fences. I got my tovas. I can use kesef. You over there, you're just a little yavim. You're a weak link. You're a cruiserweight. I'm a heavyweight. And you can use bia? I'm the alpha user. I'm the alpha user because I got kesef. You don't even have kesef. If you can use bia, I can use bia. That's the kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is equal but weighted. I'm a better X than you are, and I can prove I'm a better X than you are because I've got kesef and you don't have kesef. So why don't we use the kal v'chomer? What does the Gemara say? What? Yeah. Well, just because a yavam can use bia, he's got a good reason that he can use bia. Why? What's the language of the Gemara? Help me. What does that mean?
He has a connection whereas the regular man doesn't have any connection.
So if you have an existing connection already, it's just now take it into alumnus. Take it to the next level. You don't need a...
You don't need a
Maisa Kenyan. All you need is a clincher. And Bia could be clinching. Maybe Bia can't take you from 0 to 16 in the CS, but Bia can take you, if we assume that, which is the big question of the Yavamos, am I stepping into my brother's marriage? Am I creating a new marriage? Yesh Zika, Ein Zika. So if I didn't have the pasuk, I would have said, oh, Bia. Bia is just the Metzias. And Metzias is work when you're halfway there. Because if Bia is a trigger, why not? If it can trigger Yibam, why can't it trigger me? Just because you're halfway there, it's a trigger point. A trigger is a quantum leap. Trigger is a trigger. If a Yavam can use a trigger, and I'm better triggerer than a Yavam because I've got Kesef as my trigger, why can't? Just because a Yavam doesn't need to trigger that much, I've got a quantum trigger. I can trigger the whole thing. But the logic would have said, no, Bia is not a trigger. This is Rebbe talking now. If I just had Parshas Ki Tetzeh telling me about Yavam, I would have said Bia is a Metzias, and it's easier to get to a Metzias. We'll talk about this in Nisuin. It's easier, because that's what Nisuin is. Nisuin is building off of. So maybe Nisuin is in the Chalos process, because it's just mushrooming what exists. It's just growing what exists. Just amplifying what exists. It's just taking it, Jeremy, to a new level, not by halachic concoctions and in my laboratory. Like tours. Okay, let's move forward. Let's go forward together. Let's move to the next level. That's what the album's doing. Let's move to the next level. But can I create a Metzias with Bia that isn't a Maisa? I'm not married there. Kamash Balon the Pasuk. Now we're at a fork in the road. One way to Kamash Balon the Pasuk, the fact that Torah writes Ubala means that Bia is a Daisuke. And that's the way we explained Rebbe before. Or, in theory, I could defend this. No. The fact Torah writes Ubala means that Bia is a Metzias, but it can take you from 0 to 60, not just from 30 to 60. You would have thought, if Torah won't write Ubala, just based on the paradigm of Yibum, it can take you from 30 to 60. Gemara Shmuel Narbia can be a transformative 0 to 60. Again, I like the first shot because of Yonah, the syntax and the language and the grammar. And because of how Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi on Daf Tes, because if I have that pasuk, what lets me know that Bia can do it all by itself. Okay, I have 5 minutes left. I want to just help you see this a little bit more concrete, a little bit more concrete. Who else can prove to us, not just non-Jews, who else maybe outside of the classic orbit of Chalos creation?
Katan.
And Katan's halacha cousin?
Keresh.
If we find that they can create a kiddushin with Bia, and that kiddushin sticks, and they can't use Kesef and Shtar, that's gold. That's gold for us. Because if Bia is a trigger, like Kesef and Kiddushin requiring Das and creativity, it's a creative act. Well, people who can't create. So what did you see on your Makaros? That a Katan, let's review the Makaros. What did you see? What did I give you? Okay, Yishalmi, Yevamos. It's based on the Mishnah, on the beginning of the 14th Perek. Says that a Cheresh can't be Mekadesh, therefore his Kiddushin is meaningless, just like it can't be Megarish, but it doesn't make a difference, because if a Cheresh was Mekadesh, there's nothing. Obviously, if a person is Mekadesh, a woman, and then becomes a Cheresh, by the way, this is a very, just I want you to see how some of these things, we don't want that much halach l'maisa, but some of these things really trickle down to very, very ticklish halach l'maisa situations. If anyone knows someone who gets chas v'shalom who had Alzheimer's, so Alzheimer's is a terrible, terrible, terrible machla, terrible, terrible sickness. And what happens is, again, most cases that I'm referring to is when the man gets Alzheimer's. So you want to make sure that you give a get early enough that the person giving the get has his mental faculties. Because if the person giving the get doesn't have his mental faculties, like a cheresh, and Alzheimer's strips you of your mental faculties, then the woman could be an iguna for, in many, many cases, people live long lives with Alzheimer's conditions and symptoms. It's not a chronic disease in that sense. On the other hand, very often the female is meant to be one of the caregivers to the male. So you don't want to divorce her because these things, getting Alzheimer's. So, and then you have to find that time right in the middle where you want the wife to live together. You want the family to be held together. You want them to live together. Once he divorces her, then you can't live with him anymore. It's harder, or at least it's more difficult to live together. And what makes it even more delicate is that one of the effects of Alzheimer's is high degree of paranoia. Alzheimer's is very paranoid. So the longer it lasts, once you start mentioning maybe you should give a gift to your wife, something you would have processed 2-3 years earlier, very cogently, because I don't want my wife to be stuck, now already gets layers of what do you mean, she's my wife. Not an easy situation. Not an easy situation whatsoever. The best way to do it is he should write a get when he's cogent, that should be chal, 2 days before he loses his cogent. You give the get when he still is interested, there's no paranoia, but the get is only chal at a certain discovered point, which is very, very hard to pinpoint. So it's a very, very, very hard situation. Very, very difficult. Anyway, but a cheresh, someone does have faculties, can't be megarish. If a man is healthy when he's megarish his wife, then becomes a cheresh, he can't be megarish. Anyway, the Yishalmi says, mastisa that just wipes away kiddush cheresh. Not the pikach. If a cheresh, he's a cheresh, and he marries a woman with bia, she is mikudeshes. What? Yosef, this is Jews. It's not going anymore. This is Jews. Don't even say it's a separate track. A Jewish cheresh. Sally, call my seagull. So I have a riddle for you. What halacha chalotz can a cheresh enact? I'll say, what? Not true. I'm picked up. He's picked up a chacham of sigla. What do you mean cheresh doesn't das? What? Kiddushei bia. Probably won't be smiling. Talk about a mic drop. Jeremy, you want to walk into a room and prove to people that kiddushei bia is in a chalos? Cheresh? Are you kidding me? Cheresh is like anti-chalos. He doesn't have chaloses. And of course, his cousin, the katan, cited by the Shulchan Aruch Mitzvos and Ksuvos, the Avogadri b'katan shekidush like a man b'aliyalta. The Gemara is talking about kidush b'aliyalta by katan. So if a katan is mekadesh, she can't have bia, because less than 9 years old is not a maisa bia. Dein bin lasa kohen shiagdal ikaluk me. I can find a case of a katan whose bia is bia. After 9 years old, your bia is bia. So the case of the Gemara and Tzivos is the katan shu ben teisha shanim shabiyasa bia avol kadesh because of a shtar in law. Then it's Rabbi Siegel. Katan kibit mekadesh min hatara bebiya. After nine, before nine, he doesn't have a maisa bia. That's pretty compelling proof that kiddushay bia is not a maisa, but it's just people married. Cheresh's bia is the same bia. A katan's bia, once he's ben teisha, is the same bia. May not have das, may not be a halachic crafter, but it's maisa bia. You're married. Halachically. So is this a machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Yochanan? And that's why they chose their sources. One chose a verb, one chose a condition. Rabbi Yochanan didn't like the verb because he didn't feel bia was the trigger point. Rabbi said, I don't trust Yavama because I can't prove that bia is a reality from Yavama because bia just completes or supplements. So tomorrow we're going to now say, okay, now that we have our perspectives, how does this affect the implementation of bia? What do you have to say when you make a woman with bia? Well, if it's a mitzvah, they say one thing. If it's a mitzvah, they say another thing. What part of the bia is the kiddushin? Maybe the Beta Tam has something to say about that. What do they see a Gemara Ksuvas? I'll throw an extra Gemara at you today if you have a little bit of time. Can you make a tanai with kiddushin bia? I think that you are enough seasoned right now to really start to process the next word. Can you make a shliach? It's as obviously we would not do this, but it's a theoretical. Can you make a shliach for kiddushin bia? We don't do theoretical. None of these cases, 10% of the cases in Shas happen. They're all just theoreticals.
So if it's a mitzvah, then because if it's a messias, then it would be between the shliach and your wife. That's not
even. So you see, this question is not just me wasting your time with Rabbi Yehuda Yochanan. This has tentacles that start stretching itself out across the world of kiddush and bia. We're going to try to trace those tentacles tomorrow. Okay. Quick question, Avi.
So if kiddush is a messias, according to Rabbi Yochanan, are you going to say that there's no such thing as das by kiddush, or are you going to say that you need some kind of like lower level das?
See you at 8:30. Tomorrow.